This evening, as we recall the deaths of our loved ones, we are confronted with a stark reality. The reality that we too will die. The reality that our lives have bounds that are marked by birth and also by death. There was a time when we were not, and there will be a time when we are not again. It is part of our vocations as followers of Christ to proclaim the reality of death itself. Memento mori, remember that you must die, is not just a medieval invention. It is a central focus of our Holy Scriptures. For to proclaim death as a central part of our human existence, that we have an ending as well as a beginning, is to be reminded that we are creatures. And if we are creatures, then to proclaim the reality of death is to proclaim God. Apart from death, there is no gospel. And our scriptures attest to this reality so we might know something about it. That just here in death, God as God's self has crossed the limits of our creaturely lives. And where else is this made possible but in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus? Lose nothing, not even to the nothingness of death, because into this very nothingness, Jesus himself entered as he lay in the tomb, and through this nothingness, he came in the glory of the resurrection. This evening, we observe and celebrate what lies at the very heart of our faith as Christians. Jesus truly died, and yet was raised to new life by God. We too will die. And we will also be raised to new life by God. It seems to me that everything in life points to just this. Just as winter leads to spring, so death and resurrection seem to penetrate the very fabric of life itself. But death cannot kill the love that binds us together with God in a bond that transcends time and space. For it is ultimately the unbreakable bond of love which lifts us above both time and space into the very life and the heart of God. And so, through the centuries, we are called to serve God in our generation, as our loved ones did in theirs, and to which their lives bear witness. To be in awe of God is to know who God is. And it is just here, to the awesome reality of the resurrected life, that Christ will bring with and in himself all the faithful departed, and we, those faithful pilgrims, along with them. So let us rejoice, even as we face various trials in our lives. Let us pray for our loved ones who have departed this life in faith, and for ourselves, that the good work which God began in them may continue in us. And thanks be to God, who gives us new life through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.